1-877 PAR Show. All right, Evander Holyfield just came out and basically said, and you know, there are a number of Christians that you talk to actually feel this way. Maybe not put the way that he put it, but basically said that, you know, being gay is a handicap and can be fixed by doctors. Now we're getting to the point where, you know, you want these people on these shows to say things and do things, and now you don't want them to say things that you disagree with.
Right.
And like, well, I said, I totally disagree with all that. It's just like, you know, homosexuality is a choice. I personally disagree with that. But I do respect your right to say that. I don't know where you stand on the fence on this. 1-877 PAR Show. Good morning. Hello.
Yes. I just wanted to say, basically, I agree with you, because at the end of the day, if you're going to ask somebody their opinion, then you need to respect their opinion. I mean, if I walk into a doctor and say the flu don't exist, are you going to cut me off, or are you just going to say that's a person without knowledge? I mean, at right. the end of the day, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I mean, if he wants to be a fool, let him speak and erase all doubts. But other than that, I mean, you know, he's entitled to his opinion.
Absolutely. Good point. I appreciate that phone call. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. Hello.
Turn your radio down. Hello. 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 Yeah, sure. Comment, please. Hello. Lost you. It's okay. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
I don't think that you can just personally get it fixed, you know, health-wise, or that you can be corrected, because I'm actually homosexual, but I don't think that it's something that you can fix. Now, if you're a Christian, some believe that you can be delivered from it, which I am a Christian, and whether I'm delivered from it or not, it's something that I am, because I feel like that's what I'm supposed to be. I mean, I don't feel no shame in it. I mean, I stand bold. And
who was the gospel singer then? Donnie McClurkin.
Donnie McClurkin.
Are you offended? Are you offended by what he said?
Am I offended?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily, because it just goes back to what was far and what you said, Alfredus, and everybody else said, you know, it is their own personal opinion. I mean, I feel like if that is what they believe, if that's what right. they feel like, you know.
Well, you know, Donnie McClurkin, I think he was a practicing homosexual who, well, I'm not saying practicing, but he admitted that he was, but he was delivered. And I think now he really likes women a lot, right?
Tweet, tweet.
Not trying to be rude, says, I'm not offended by anything someone says about gay people. Their opinion will not make me go straight or affect my life.
Same thing about like Cheryl Swoops, the basketball player. She used to be in a homosexual relationship. Now she got married to a guy again.
A man.
And she said people got mad at her because she said she wasn't born gay. It was a choice for her.
Right.
But okay. but yeah. she started with a man.
With a man.
With
had
a child.
A man, then right. a woman, then a man again.
Then back to a man.
Okay, make up your mind. Damn.
Do you have to, though?
No. Good morning. Hello.
Be happy.
Good morning.
Yes, your comment, please.
Hi. Yeah, this is Patrice from Maryland. I just wanted to say, we often say to each his own. So guess what? In this case, to each his own.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not affecting you, is it? Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi. Your comment, please.
I think that everybody has a right to share their opinion. Just because you don't agree with it does not mean that there's something wrong with it.
Right. It's just that, you know, it's, I don't know, people, you know, get their opinions from people that raised them a lot of times. And, and they don't really, you know, because when I talk to really young kids and they've already have their opinion formed as to what homosexuality is about and so on and so forth, someone taught them that.
Sure.
You know,
or they heard it somewhere.
Just like just like racism.
Right, exactly. It's a learned behavior as to how you think. Good morning, hello.
Good morning. I think it's a learned behavior because, and I believe that, you know, it's like a handicap, it can be fixed. So how many blind people do you know that are actually gay?
How many blind people do you know can be fixed?
Well,
since it's like,
you know,
a handicap, I'm just asking. You know people that can't walk, that can just get up and start walking? That can't
be
fixed.
But it can be fixed.
Right.
It can be fixed.
So, like, Donnie McClurkin just woke up one day and said, man, I want some breasts in my face.
It's a learned, homosexuality pretty much is a learned behavior. Because as kids, I know a lot of people that grow up and say that, well, I was born this way or this and that. What does a child know about sexuality? It's all learned behavior. As you go on in the course of your life and you do a lot of different things and you learn a lot of different things, that's how you learn to make a choice.
Okay.
Therefore, it's a learned behavior.
Well, I would just say I disagree with you, but I respect your opinion. How about that?
Thank you.
All right, bro. Take care. 54 minutes past. Yeah, we'll be right back.